Welcome to Beyond the Workout with your host, Eric Dunston. Hello, everyone. This is Coach E. I just want you to know that anything you hear on Beyond the Workout podcast is just information only. It is not a diagnosis for your issues. So anything you hear for well-being, nutrition, fitness, exercise, any of those things, just take it that way as information. If you need help for a specific situation, please seek a professional. See your doctor, see a professional personal trainer, and they will diagnose your issues and they will take care of you. All right, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another show of Beyond the Workout. It is me, Coach E, Eric Dunston, and this show is going to actually focus on you all over 50 and you're stepping into your fitness journey. Let me clarify why I'm doing this. Because I belong to a Facebook group that is encouraging entrepreneurs. And, I'm trying to be one, an entrepreneur with my fitness program. And it's encouraging entrepreneurs to work on what's called your three P's in order to achieve your fourth P. So the three P's are your physical, then your personal, professional, so you can accomplish the fourth P, which is your purpose. So in this group, they told us this week to work on that first P, the physical. And it was amazing to read how so many people are trying to kickstart their fitness routine, go back into doing their exercises. They're saying, I used to belong to this gym or that gym or follow this program or that program, but I tapered off and I lost interest. And that is common, not just for those over 50 who I try to target and speak to, but it's common for a lot of us in the world. I can't speak for all over the world because I live in the United States. So I can speak for those who I've spoken to or speak about them. And to say it's really difficult to maintain that physical part, which is very, very important for you to be able to accomplish the personal and the professional part. And definitely the fourth P of your purpose. Because if you take care of yourself physically, it'll just transpire into the other P's. It'll make those better, hopefully. So I wanted to come on here because that's what they were talking about, the struggles they were having. And it baffled me. And understand, I do understand where they're coming from because I've battled with that as well. But for most of you all who know me, or maybe you don't know me, you may have seen or listened to this show, and you know I'm all about that physical part with not only exercise, but nutrition as well. But I like to look at nutrition not in a strict diet type way, but more so in a way that encourages you to be balanced in how you eat. Having the stuff you like, but not having too much of what's called ultra-processed food, which might be stuff you like, but it's bad for you. But you have to understand that and know how to bring that in, but not too much. But that's not the point of the show. That's the point of what I like. The point of this show is if I heard those few people, which I think it's about maybe 80 to 100 in that group that I'm part of, so it's not thousands, but I can imagine that if just that amount, small amount of people, 80 to 100 are feeling that way, what about those when you go to thousands, 10,000, hundreds of thousands, millions of you out there? What are you facing when you think about fitness and exercise being consistent? So, I've been thinking about this for the longest time because I'm trying to work on a program that I want to get out to the masses that I think will really nail the fitness part of your life, taking care of yourself physically. So what I wanted to talk about in this show is, starting simple, but being consistent. Simple exercises, building them into consistent exercises or consistent workout routines. And here's what here's the reason why I'm mentioning that. You will go on social media, you might see programs advertised, people giving you suggestions and ideas on exercises that they have become skilled at doing. They understand how to do it, but it could be overwhelming for you when you're just starting because they're complex moves. So what I recommend is focusing on basic exercises that are more likely to build a sustainable habit with, if that makes sense. A lot of people on the call that I was on when they suggested we do this this routine or work on our physical, they talked about, hey, go out and walk. And they would say, I'm gonna go out and walk, and I like to go out and walk. That is good because there are examples that say walking improves your cardiovascular health, which is true, but it also boosts your mental health, mental well-being as well. And according to the American Heart Association, a regular walking routine can reduce the risk of chronic illness by up to 30%. So it is beneficial to go out to walk. But then someone said on that call, I'm gonna go out and walk, but I think today or this week is gonna be rainy. Now, if I was their coach, I would say, well, yeah, it might rain. Do you have a raincoat? If it's not torrential downpours or thunderstorms, electrical storms, and things like that, well, go still get your walk in. That's how I would coach them, but it might be a little too pushy for someone who's just starting. And you can walk every other day as well. But my focus on building consistency with basic exercise routines. So I want to clarify about my program. I'm jumping around a little bit. My program that I'm working on is going to start everyone with basic exercises. Now, when I talk about basic exercise, it's basically just how your body moves, the way your body moves to emphasize chest work, back work, shoulder work, legs, and arms. Now, I've talked about this before, but there are just some base foundational moves that you can do. And that's what I would recommend you do. Every other day, I would say 3 days, 3 times a week. Put a day in between so you can rest. And I want you to do this consistently for 4 weeks. And so why 4 weeks? You ever heard the saying 21 days to form a habit? Well, I've heard 30 days to solidify that habit. So let's just say we took those simple exercises that work the chest, the back, the legs, the shoulders, and the arms, and we just did those specific exercises 3 times a week for 4 weeks. Imagine what will happen to your mentality, to your body, if you did that consistently, and it will form a habit. There's research from the National Institute on Aging indicates that consistency in exercise can reduce the risk of early death by 40% in men over 50. So if you think about that, if you think about the benefits of, consistency with exercise, that's all it says, consistency with exercise. The benefit it'll boost of your life, your living, your longevity. That's important. So in the Better program, I'm sorry, I just throw that out, but my program is called Better. And it doesn't mean that it's better than other people's programs. It doesn't mean, you know, other people's programs won't help you better than mine would. It doesn't mean that. Better means you will be better. You will do better. You will feel better. It's all about taking the acronym of better, which are the components we would work on consistently over several weeks to build you into a more better person, you know. So the B stands for basic, and that's where we would work on your basic exercise routine for 4 weeks. We would take 1 month and perfect those basic exercises, but also measure their how would you say their progress. We would measure the progress in how well you do them, and so you can feel the workout having an effect. And we would measure the progress of like your strength increase, your recovery. All of that will be measured, but we would stick with those same exercises for 3 days per week for 4 weeks. And then it'll just become automatic. We would vary the weights. We would test how you're feeling, if you're sore or that's what I'm talking about, your recovery. So that's what that's what I wanted to emphasize today in this show, taking just basic exercise routines, exercises, and putting it into a routine that you would do consistently 3 days a week for 4 weeks. And it's just that simple. So let me break down to you what the basic exercises are. Because they're broken down for her body part, and they start with the large muscle groups and they work down to the smaller muscle groups. And in between, you can do your walking or do some form of cardiovascular exercise. So the first one that I would recommend, and we're going to start from the bottom up. You know, let's just say we're starting on a Monday. We're going to do a full body workout. You would start with your squats. You could do body weight squats, sitting down on a chair, standing up, 3 sets of 10. That's it. You can do go from there just to do the squats, because the squats will affect your legs, your glutes, you know, the front and back of your legs, and it will hit the calf muscles as well. So you will focus on that. And you know, as we progress in that workout or you doing squats, we would do variations of squats, but nothing complex. It will just still be the same basic squat move, but there'll be variations to test your strength. Because then when we get into the exercises that focus on the E, the T, and the T. So better, but not the E and R. So the B, the E, the T, and the T are various forms of exercises that build on one another. You have to take them in that order. But we will talk about that, you know, if you want to sit down and talk to me about the entire program. But we would start with the squats and the basic. Then we would move maybe to the chest. The chest is a large muscle group. You can do push-ups for the chest, maybe 3 sets of 10 of those, or as many as you can get. You can just do 5, 3 sets of 5, and you can do the bench press. I use dumbbells for the bench press on a bench that I have in my house, and I have dumbbells here. I just do that here in my house to build my. I follow this routine myself, and just to build my chest muscles. Then we would move to the back, and you do the back muscles. You need to use some form of weight, like a resistance band. If you have dumbbells, definitely those are great. And you can use the TRX, which I like. And some people have tied a towel in the door to work their back to do pull-ups. Just be careful of that. That towel can slip out of that door. Ooh, you won't like that. But get yourself, invest in yourself, invest in your health, and get some weights, get some dumbbell weights. And I do recommend the Bowflex weights. You can go on my website to buy your pair. I got a link on my website, ericdunstan.com, if you want to get in there and get you a pair of Bowflex dumbbells. Then from when we moved from the back, so we did the legs, the squat, the chest with the push-ups or bench press. The back are some form of rowing using dumbbells, a resistance band, or TRX. And you can get the TRX on my site as well. Then we would move to maybe the shoulders, which is a large muscle group. It's a medium-sized muscle group. And that's just presses, dumbbell presses, or barbell presses. And you could do a form of push-up for the shoulders as well. We won't do that, but just get you some dumbbells and we would do variations of that. Then the last two moves are just your bicep curl and then your tricep extension. I've spoken about this. You just kick your arm back, bend and kick your arm back to hit the tricep. Do that consistently. Just consistency 3 times a week, 4 weeks, and you will see a big difference. That is my entire better program basic portion. We would perfect the basics because then the E will build on that, then the T will build on that, and then the other T will build on that. But you have to have the basics down. So, there's benefits of weight training. And I've always seen it in my many years of weightlifting. I've never steered away from weightlifting. I never want to, I would never suggest anyone do anything other than weightlifting besides doing cardio. But keeping it simple will keep you going and keep you doing this. And that's what, if you were on my, in that Facebook group with me, it's Basecamp group with me, and you hear this podcast, or you're in the Entre program for entrepreneurs, and you hear this podcast, I'm speaking to you as well. This is basic for you. And hopefully, I'll get this program all together so I can invite some of you in to give it a try and let's see it work because I'm confident it will. So, the benefits of regular exercise, it extends across all genders, and but I focus on, men. And women over the age of 50, because it is mentioned that a fitness program that's consistent with activities like weight training can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease by 35% in men, and it can help with men's mental issues by 20% in men. And for women, particularly those over 50, regular strength training not only builds muscle mass, but also decreases the risk of osteoporosis-related fractures by up to 50%. Wow, that's according to the National Osteoporosis Foundation. And of course, there's an additional point here. Women who maintain an active lifestyle can experience a 30% reduction in the risk of breast cancer. Now, can you see with these statistics the benefit of starting a routine like this, sticking to a routine like this, and trying to make it a habit? So let's do this. Let's I told you what the exercises are. Why don't you just give it a try? Why don't you mark your calendar? Start and, I usually say start after you hear this. We'll start at the beginning of the next week. Mark your calendar that you're going to do those basic moves, set reminders, track your progress. The goal is to not miss more than 1 day. Let me see if I said that right. You want to at least, if it's 3 days a week, you want to at least get 2 days. You don't want to miss, you don't want to just do 1 day that week. You want to hit all 3 days every week consistently and only allow yourself maybe in that whole 4 weeks to miss 2 days. But don't plan to miss 2 days. Make it a part of your routine and make it like a schedule. Schedule it like you would do anything else. It's part of your schedule. If it's on your schedule, someone wants to do something in that place for you to interrupt that schedule, it's a no. I can't do it because this is my workout time. And they say, oh, no, you can. No, you can't change it. This is for you for 4 weeks to see if you build consistency. Okay, so that's it. That's what I wanted to come in here and talk to you about, making it a habit, doing basic exercise, nothing complex. And, if you're ready to take control of your health and start that simple routine, if you feel like you just need a little coaching, you feel like you need a little help from Coach E, I'm here for you. Now, I don't have the Better program on my website, but I have a way that we can discuss the Better program where we can go even further and just see maybe you are a good fit for that program because I'm still building it out, but I'm gonna start talking about it now because I'm sure it'll work. It has worked for me for many years, and I feel like there's so many of you out there that it will definitely work for. So if you want to know more about the Better program, the BETTER program, and what it all entails, and how long it's going to take, and will you see results, which is yes, go on to my website, ericdunstan.com. There is a link on there. There is a calendar link on there. You can book a free assessment with me. We can sit down and talk. Now, I'm allowing 45 minutes, up to 45 minutes. I know people don't like to talk that long, maybe. So if you want to just do 15 minutes and I talk to you about for 15 minutes, I can do it in 15 minutes. But to give you an assessment, I can't do that in 15 minutes. I can talk about my program in 15 minutes, but to give you an assessment of it, if you're a good fit, I need at least 30 minutes. Can you do that? Anyway, that's what I wanted to come in here and talk to you about because of just what happened on that in that Facebook group. I just felt impelled, compelled. Is that what is the proper way of saying? Compelled to just talk to you about getting started, staying started, and making this a lifetime journey for your health, for your physical being. Well, thanks for joining me here on Beyond the Workout. And as always, go out there and take good care of your health. It's important for your life. Don't skip on it. You'll thank me later. Anyway, that's it. This is Coach E signing out. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Workout Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please be sure to check me out at ericdunstan.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Physique Improvements. Take care, everyone.